Chapter 13.
He who touches pitch blackens his hand. He who associates with an impious man learns his ways. Bear no burden too heavy for you. Go with no one greater or wealthier than yourself. How can the earthen pot go with the metal cauldron? When they knock together, the pot will be smashed. The rich man does wrong and boasts of it. The poor man is wronged and begs forgiveness. As long as the rich man can use you, he will enslave you. But when you are exhausted, he will abandon you. As long as you own anything, he will be part of your household. Then without regret, he will impoverish you. When he needs something from you, he will cajole you, and with smiles he will win your confidence. He will speak fair words to you and ask what you need, and embarrass you with gifts of delicacies. Then twice or three times he will terrify you, and finally laugh you to scorn. When later he sees you, he will pass you by and shake his head over you. Guard against being presumptuous. Do not be humiliated when you are enjoying yourself. When invited by a man of influence, keep your distance. Then he will urge you all the more. Do not be bold with him, lest you be rebuffed. But do not keep too far away, lest you be forgotten. Do not engage freely in discussion with him. Do not trust his many words. For by prolonged talk he will test you, and though smiling he will probe you. Mercilessly he will make a laughing stock of you, and will not refrain from injury or chains. Be on your guard and take care never to accompany men of violence. Every living thing loves its own kind. Every man a man like himself. Every being is drawn to its own kind. Every man associates with his own kind. Is a wolf ever allied with a lamb? So it is with the sinner and the pious. Can there be peace between the hyena and the dog? Or can there be peace between the rich and the poor? Lion's prey are the wild asses of the desert. So too, the poor are the feeding grounds for the rich. A proud man abhors lowliness, so does the rich man abhor the poor. When a rich man stumbles, he is supported by a friend. When a poor man trips, he is pushed down by a friend. Many are the supporters for a rich man when he speaks. Though what he says is odious, it wins approval. When a poor man speaks, they make sport of him. He speaks wisely and no attention is paid to him. A rich man speaks and all are silent. His wisdom they extol to the clouds. A poor man speaks and they say, "Who is that?" If he slips, they cast him down. Wealth is good when there is no sin, but poverty is evil by the standards of the proud. The heart of a man changes his countenance, either for good or for evil. The sign of a good heart is a cheerful countenance. The toiling schemer is withdrawn and perplexed. Happy the man whose mouth brings him no grief, who is not stung by remorse for sin. Happy the man whose conscience does not reproach him, who has not lost hope.